Thanks very much. Next poet is Bob Ziller.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for still hanging out. This first poem is from a poet I translated, John Joseph Ribera-Vello of Madagascar. Here, the one whose eyes are prisons of sleep and whose eyelids are heavy with dreams, the one whose feet are planted in the sea and whose glutinous hands emerge from it, laden with coral and blocks of sparkling salt. She will place them in little piles by a foggy gulf and sell them to naked sailors who have had their tongues cut out until the rain begins to fall. She will no longer be visible then, and we will see nothing but her hair dispersed by the wind, like a ball of seaweed that unwinds itself, and perhaps as well some grains of insipid salt. He's been mentioned a few times tonight, so I figure I might as well read this. It starts with an epigraph from The Conference of the Birds by Farid ad-Din Attar. When madness chooses you to be its prey, we'll hear what crazy things you have to say. This is a restaurant in New York City. What thoughts I have of you, Allen Ginsberg. I imagine you Chagall-like in the air, shaking finger, exhorting the city below. I think of you stretched over the void, thousands clinging to your beard. Clean-shaven now, we met nightbirds, all-night restaurant, Lower East Side. Shaking hands, we steadily looked in each other's eyes through your glasses. Haven't you read Huxley's Art of Seeing? I ordered soup. You asked me, what price soup, $1.50? No, $1.75, special of the day, it's very good. Problems with money, no benefactors. I'd come from sleeping in Tompkins Square to meet you. It was 4 a.m. You said you'd been up since 5 in the morning. You were tired, just finished book. Any theme, I asked, thinking of Kadish, Elegies for Neil, Plutonian Ode. Poems from 1947 to the present, you said. That's a long way back, I replied. Idiot youth, come stain in 47. You left alone, ghost-like. It seemed I was the only one there who noticed you. Allen Ginsberg, you're the first punk rocker. You're the saint you've always wanted to be. You of the sunflower hours, walking through a field of burning roses. Allen Ginsberg, I bet you'll poke Charon and give him the best head he's ever had. Laughter, echo cavern laughter when you swim the cool waters of Leith. This is more local. Carson Street Epiphany. There's something beautiful about this old woman waiting for the bus. She's wearing a brightly colored floral dress. She's even got flowers on her blue canvas shoes. She's at least 70 years old. She's in full bloom on the cement sidewalk. Her legs are like stems. Her flowered dress moves in the breeze. She's the essence of cool with her sunglasses and gray hair. She's grinning as the bus arrives. She just knows that someone is writing a poem about her. She gets on the bus, and death is the driver. And death just has to grin and admire that dress. She smiles back. They nod to each other. She takes a seat with the other souls. The light turns green. The bus pulls away. And she's gone, gone, gone. Thank you. I'm just going to read one more poem. It's a bit of a long one. And it is the last poem, although I think Jimmy's going to read after me, so. It's the last poem with an asterisk. The last poem will be sung by a sobbing nightingale beneath the famous moon. The last poem will have a frog jump into it. The last poem will make diamonds out of coal. The last poem will feature superheroes of the soul. The last poem will dance on the banks of the River Thames and take a lobster for a walk. The last poem will juggle coconuts. The last poem shall be compared to a summer's day. The last poem will be recycled and sold as rolling papers at the neighborhood bodega. The last poem will be handcuffed for having too much fun. The last poem will have breasts like cantaloupes. The last poem will feel the sap rise in its loins. The last poem will have an afterglow like deer tracks in the freshly fallen snow. The last poem will dream that it's a butterfly, then sit in the lotus posture and disappear. The last poem, disguised as a cherub wearing diapers, will fill all the holes in the ozone layer. The last poem will save the rainforest, then get a star on Hollywood Boulevard. The last poem will weep on a battlefield strewn with corpses. The last poem will be destroyed by religious fascists. The last poem will be memorized by the ghost of Homer. The last poem will be scrawled on the stall of a public bathroom, and it will say, "I wrote this to make asses laugh." The last poem will run away with the circus. The last poem will be abducted by space aliens. The last poem will lick its eyebrows and seduce a Martian. The last poem will avoid saying anything obscene just to get on TV. The last poem will wrestle bears and speak of unspeakable things. The last poem will be read by a cyclops. The last poem will return from the astral plane and declare, "Make life beautiful." The last poem will have Charlie Chaplin walk through it. The last poem will step into the post office and see its heart on a wanted poster. The last poem will fight a duel with water pistols. The last poem will lift the blindfold off of justice. The last poem will see angels where there's only clouds. The last poem will give thanks to God and the great penguin. The last poem, of course, will be rejected by publishers. The last poem will be written by a cockroach. The last poem will put condoms on all the missiles. The last poem will laugh as a sword passes through its immaterial body. The last poem, I assure you, will be placed in a government file because secret police everywhere love poetry. The last poem will vote with its feet. The last poem will demonstrate that orange rhymes with door hinge. The last poem will look so far into the future, it'll see the back of its head. The last poem will hustle roses down the avenues of the dead. The last poem will be recited by a dim-witted egomaniac with a sardonic smile. The last poem, being timeless, will be disqualified from the poetry contest. The last poem will sound a tuning fork on a grapefruit. The last poem will somersault into the light. The last poem is stored in a piñata. The last poem will smile at the foot of the ladder. The last poem will ride a moose into the sunset, gazing at flowers that whisper love. The last poem, the last poem, the last poem will be written the day after the last day. That's all, folks. Thank you. Up next, the one and only Jimmy Savetic.